On Tuesday, July 17, over 40 Amica Jubilee House residents gathered outside of the retirement home to watch a drag performance designed to help new and current 2SLGBTQIA+ residents feel welcome. "We want to make sure that everyone knows that this is a safe space where they can come be themselves," said Liam Brown, the home's general manager. Amica has hosted drag events at its West Vancouver home, but this is the first Jubilee House residents have had a chance to attend. The show featured acts from four performers, including Canada's Drag Race finalist Vivian Vanderpuss and the home's community relations director Maxence Arignon, who also produced the show. Arignon, who goes by Anya Marks on stage, said aging as a drag was inspired by an 2SLGBTQIA+ resident who never felt comfortable enough to show his true colors while living at one of Amica's West Vancouver home. "It really opened my eyes to the fact that there's just so much more we can do to help our queer seniors," said Arignon. The community relations director added that the show has already helped 2SLGBTQIA+ residents feel more comfortable, including John Bowes, who, in the lead-up to the event, told Victoria News that gay seniors are often less open about their sexuality, and this can lead to feelings of isolation. "He's already feeling more permission to be himself here," said Arignon. Attendees donated over $500 to the show, which Amica said it would match. The donations will go to the Victoria Pride Society to raise money for programs that support queer seniors in Victoria.